Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Hey, Ivan, this is Tony from Tony's Tree Trimming.
All right, how are you doing today, Tony?
All right. Yeah, I just want I know you guys try to reach me, so I missed the call the other day, so I figured call back and figure out what we could do about my account, because I am not getting any good results right now.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tony. And yes, definitely we have been trying to reach out to you in regards to the account, especially when you mentioned that you weren't getting the notifications anymore. So that's
definitely... Yeah, no, I didn't realize it was on the... I never used that that app, really, but I could check into that. It's no big deal. It was only a concern because sometimes people would call me and then they would either not leave a message, which a lot of people do, and then some people leave a message, but you can't even make out their phone number, and it doesn't, there's no way to call them back without that app. And I didn't realize it came on the app, so it's not a big deal. So that's fine the way it is. But you used to send me a text message every time I had a phone call, and that actually helped out a lot. I was just curious why that stopped.
So there could be two options that we can take. For example, some of the reasons that it can happen is that, let's say for any reason that you might block the phone that's sending the text messages, right? Another one is if you text it to stop, then it stops texting, right? So we could just double check and see and make sure it's not blocked. The second thing is just to simply send a text to this number and just let them know to start. That way it starts sending you the messages again. Now, if you want to be able to, let's say, yes, if you want to go ahead and be able to add the actual phone number to the app so you can make calls from there, we could definitely work on that as well, right? So I guess you could say there is a resolution to that. It definitely is concerning when you don't get the messages, because that could definitely lead to missed opportunities, right?
Yeah,
So right now I'm definitely looking at the account here on the client dashboard. I'm also trying to see if you're being seen on Google Maps, for example. I'm just checking the last.
I'm also getting these out-of-state calls all the time still. I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
That's off the tracking number, so they're looking up my website somehow in a different state, like North Carolina or something like that,
Okay.
And that happens pretty frequently. I get more calls from out-of-state than I do right in my own town.
Okay, that definitely is a little...
And then the calls that I do get are from people that know my name already and just forgot my phone number. They're just, typing in Tony's Tree Service, something like that, to find me.
Okay.
Nobody's really finding me just from, like, keywords like, tree removal or tree service in the area or something like that,
Okay.
I must be pretty far down. I haven't checked lately myself, but, I must be pretty far down.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm checking on, and I'm also checking on how many people are visiting your information. That way we could actually see what's going on. For example, in most cases, it definitely is something that would definitely help is just to make the account more attractive or show a little bit more of activity, right? And, of course, that's done on our end by creating more posts, and that's at no additional cost, right? So that's definitely something that we can make sure to increase. We do have quite a bit of photos on the account. Now, something that Google definitely likes, again, is activity, right? So I'm definitely seeing some of the things that they always ask for is just simply to add more photos, right? So something that can help is simply just adding one photo a week, for example. You don't have to add maybe 20 at a time. Just one a week will actually show really good results, right, to show that activity.
Okay.
I'm also going through your reviews, and they look great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the reviews. You're responding to them, so that's actually perfect. Let me go ahead and check the service areas here for you. I believe there weren't too many that's correct. So it's Farmingville, Holtsville, Medford, and Rancon. I can never say that.
Which one?
Ronkonkoma?
Ronkonkoma, yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. I was trying to figure
That's
out.
All right. Where are you based out of?
I'm based off Arizona.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and check the service areas are looking good. I'm also checking the Google Business Profile to make sure.
I was looking on the app and with the keyword section, and it's got all these different keywords that have nothing to do with me. What is that about?
Well, that's actually something else that I was going to check. I normally check the service areas as well as the actual photos, and then I jump into the to the actual keywords. Now, the keywords on here, they're made to be customizable, meaning we can remove them, right? Let me go ahead and get a list out, because I'm sure on the client dashboard you could see some. I believe
there's a lot, yeah, there's a lot of them. Well, on the app, yeah, I saw them. There's a lot of them, but I have nothing to do with what I do. Or there's actually different companies as a keyword. So I don't know what that's about.
Okay, so let me just pull those up here. Okay, so here's the list that I have so far, and then we could definitely go ahead and make changes to it if needed, okay? So we have tree service,
yeah.
Tree trimming,
mm-hmm.
Tree removal,
yeah.
24-hour tree removal service,
mm-hmm.
Tree cutting,
right.
Residential tree services,
yeah.
Stump removal,
yep.
The tree root removal, emergency tree removal, land clearing,
yep.
Grading service, and tree evaluation.
That's all there was? There was a section that it said keywords, and it was like a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know how to find it now.
Okay, it could probably be what they were searching, maybe, but it would be a little... Yeah, these are the ones that we have. Were you maybe thinking of adding more or removing any?
No, that's all I need.
Fine, right? I believe I checked those keywords before. Let me see if maybe if you're seeing it somewhere, that definitely is a problem. I'll go ahead and let my team know just to simply reoptimize the account.
Okay. I'm trying to find it on the app. Now I can't find the section I was in. But
Yeah, please, if you get a chance, maybe not right now, but just send in a picture. Okay? Just send in take a screenshot, send it in to me. That way I can see where they're being seen, right? Because it's definitely very important. Now, again, right, the most important thing I would say on your part is just to simply try to add a photo a week, okay? The reason for that is because it's going to show a lot of activity. I'm also going to ask to re-optimize the Google Business Profile for a better ranking, right? As long as you send in those photos, I'm sure that we could create more posts frequently. I'm also checking to see what else can be, let's say, affecting your area the most. I mean, competition is always going to be a big concern, right? Now, there does come a time, especially in the beginning of the year, where clients tend to start paying for Google Ads, right?
Okay.
I believe that was brought up to your attention before, right? Google Ads and Google Verification. So I would definitely take an opportunity to maybe hear out our specialists in regards to that information.
Okay.
That way you can see if it benefits you. Again, speaking to them, it's not going to, let's say, hold you down to a contract. They're just going to give you the information, how much it might take to invest. And from there, you can make a better educated decision. So so we talked about it a little bit in February. We agreed that you were going to follow up with one of our agents, but I believe they weren't able to speak to them. I'm not too sure what happened, right? But just so you know.
Yeah, I'll give it another shot and see what that's about.
Okay, awesome. So just again, just hear them out. They're going to talk to you about the Google Ads, maybe the Google Verification. I would definitely push towards Google Verification. Okay, that's definitely one of the most important things.
That's two different things, Google Verification, Google Ads?
That's correct. So Google Ads is more, let's say, pay-per-click, right? For the actual Google Verification, it has to be a call. So it's call per click. The client has to call you, speak to you, and it has to be about your business. They can't just call you and say, you know what, I need the number for McDonald's or something, right?
Okay.
That's definitely not going to be held against you. So that's definitely important. And, again, my specialist can definitely bring it up a little bit better. I could definitely see if maybe they're available, see if you can go over that with them now. Or if you feel
sure.
Okay, perfect. Let me just get a little bit more information here so I can get them on here. Actually, I'll start seeing if they're available. So in order for my specialist to speak to you in regards to Google Verified, they simply always want to know to make sure that, of course, you have a license for your business, and that
yes.
if you're okay with the background check, because I believe that's going to be something that's required. Again, it's just something that they're going to bring up as well, okay?
Give me I found that spot on the app where it has all those different keywords. It's the Google Insights section, and then you go all the way down, and it says monthly keywords, and there's like 104 keywords, which most of them have nothing to do with me.
Okay, perfect. So basically, those keywords are just what clients are clicking or typing in, and your information is pulling up on their end as well. So
okay,
yeah,
but
so
you know that.
That's
a lot of those,
you could say.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like well, some of them have nothing to do with me, though.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. To me, it's already annoying. So, yeah, definitely those are just keywords that clients or customers are typing in, and your business is also following in there.
I'm popping up in Aquabog, which is very far from me, which I don't want. You know,
those are kind of. I agree. The way it works is sometimes Google does take advantage of how popular your Google business profile is and how many reviews you have. The more reviews you have, the easier it is for basically anybody to find you. It's something that we've learned, and we've been trying to get them to change the way they're doing that.
I mean, I don't mind getting those calls, but it seems like it's the only calls I'm getting. I'm not getting any close ones.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand.
I'm getting out-of-state stuff, which is very strange, and, you know, stuff around here that's just too far from me also. But I'm not really getting any calls that I want.
I definitely agree. And I definitely feel that the Google verification will fit you the best. Google ads are always good, too, but I would prefer Google verification. Just give me one second. I'm seeing if they're available, but they're always a little busy. And I'll just let them know to bring up with Google Ads as well. That way you could see.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So they're about to get someone on the line for you. Just kind of want to recap on what I'm going to be doing on this end, and hopefully we do get you on those Google Verified. So as we agreed, right, we're going to go ahead and make sure to optimize the Google Business Profile. Something that I believe I did mention and confirm with you was just basically sending in a little bit more images. That way we can go ahead and optimize the account a little bit better as well, okay?
Okay. So what they're going to be doing is something totally different than what you're doing. It has nothing to do with each other?
Yeah, but I will still be able to help you out with Google Verified. It's just the step that they're basically the specialist. They're going to let you know everything that might happen during the process. That way you can make a better decision on how to continue on that.
Okay. I'm just saying, do I need both? Only asking because right now I pay like, $149 a month to you guys. Is that something that I'm going to not need anymore if I'm using Google Verified or I need both services?
Good question. No, there's actually clients that are only on Google Verified. So it's definitely an option. For example, if you feel, you know what, the SEO, I don't want to, keep going. I want to do the actual just Google Verified and focus on that. We can go ahead and take that route. And, of course, that means you won't have to pay the $149 a month that you're currently paying, okay?
What about my website will still be intact?
Yeah, the website can still remain up. So they'll let you know everything possible. On my end, the website can always be, let's say, we can always help you on just the website. It's at $39 a month, right? So we can always take different routes. Give me one second. It looks like they're ready. Would you like me to go ahead and start the transfer?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Hi, Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm one of the specialists over here in the Google Verify.